This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Grand State Dairy Promotion. And again, we are live at the Beacon Building. And it is Friday, the end of the week. And it's going to be a somewhat beautiful weekend. And I guess Mike says a little bit of rain maybe on Sunday. So better to get out if you have some outdoor activities to do that on Saturday.
So. We need the rain. We needed it badly yesterday.
Yeah, back lawn is usually so nice and lush green, mm-hmm. and it just so isn't green.
Yeah, it'll catch up again. Don't worry.
Yeah, and I have a huge lawn, mm-hmm. I have like two acres flat grass. So, yeah. But let's welcome on our next guest, Hillary Davis, author. Your fourth cookbook, third. You're working on your fourth.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, Le French Oven.
Fun to be back.
It's just such a beautiful book.
Do you guys know what French oven means? Because maybe I should explain that.
Let's do that.
What do you think?
Yes.
Well, it's just Dutch ovens, which most of us have Dutch ovens, these big, heavy, cast iron enameled pots that we love to cook in them.
With covers, correct?
Yeah, with covers. And they're for slow cooking. But I love the ones made in France. I've been collecting them for years. They're expensive, but they're the best quality, the most beautiful design, and they're very high tech, meaning the French manufacturers spend a lot of money on research and development. So every year they're making these things resistant to higher and higher heat. They can be put on induction ovens. They can be thrown from the freezer right into a hot oven.
Whoa.
You can do almost anything with them except drop them.
on your foot.
On your foot. You don't want to do that.
Oh, man.
And that's another reason when you're buying one to think about weight.
How much difference could there be, really? I mean,
there's a huge difference.
Is there?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Like, if we all know Le Creuset, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Huge, and we all love them and get them at our weddings and keep them forever and pass them on to our kids. They're just heirlooms. They're heavy.
I have one.
You know, you pick them up, and if you drop one on your foot.
Forget it.
But that's why I like
you
to
break
look
your
and
foot.
I like to cook
And you lose
them.
The meal, too, so I mean, it's a double whammy.
Yeah, but you're also really safe. I mean, there's a recipe in my cookbook for teaching you how to deep fry with a lot of oil in
them.
Oh,
hey.
So you don't want that baby to move. You want it very solid on the stove, especially around kids.
Mike, there you go.
I know, because I was thinking of buying a deep fryer because I have all these crazy ideas to try some new crazy stuff.
I love fried food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think we all do.
Life is short, so let's just go for it. Can we agree on that?
That is true. It is so true.
So I'm picturing, and I hope this never happens to you, Hillary Davis's house catches on fire. Now, typically you might go in and you get like a box of photos or something very special.
She's going to grab all her Dutch ovens.
Who is going to help you carry out all those Dutch ovens, Hillary?
I have a lot of... And then the other thing I wanted to say is then they go all the way down to really lightweight ones. Like, do you know Emil Henry that we see?
Yes.
I love Emil Henry. Yeah. And they came out with a gorgeous French oven. I mean, they are in beautiful, like, plum colors and olive, and each one signed on the bottom by the person that made it for you.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I mean, these are amazing. And the other amazing fact about, you know, French ovens, Dutch ovens made in France, is that they're all one of a kind. They're all handmade. They're not off a machine or a robot or anything. Real people made each one for you with their hands. And it's like they pour the hot metal into this real sand mold and wait for it to settle. And then they take it out and they hand polish it. And then they work with crystal and color to just get the perfect color, like jewel-like glazes for them. So, you know, some of my friends say, well, they're expensive, but you know what? They're worth it.
Do you use them all?
I use all. Everything. I mean, because each one's so different. Some are light and modern. Some look like pumpkins, so they're really fun for this time of year. Staub has out a beautiful big fat pumpkin cast French oven. So, and then these little mini cocottes I brought you one to look at.
I was wondering how that was beautiful. Pronounced, cocottes.
Yeah, little mini cocottes.
Which is French for oven, is it not?
Yeah, for oven. Right. And on the box, it says they're also called petite round casseroles. But they're okay. Like those little 8-inch, they're like a little ramekin. They hold 8 inches, and they have cute little tops. They look just like a Dutch oven. They're so cute. And so I couldn't find a cookbook with recipes for these things. It drove me mad. So I decided, well, you know, maybe I should write one. So I've got this cookbook has tons of recipes for making appetizers in these little mini cocottes, and then tons of recipes for little desserts. So you all get your own little.
So this represents how many years? Because when you do a cookbook, you really have to test and be sure that the recipe is as you say it is.
Yeah, there are things I've been cooking my whole life because I've been you know, collecting these things.
You taught in the south of France?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But these, I picked them up. I've picked up some at, you know, flea markets in France in the deepest Provence, and I'll see one for $10.
Seriously?
And I'll jump on it.
At a flea market?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, in the,
I bet you don't, bargain at that flea market.
No.
No, I'll give you 12 bucks.
I genuflect.
You talk them up. But you talk about how the quality and the individuals, everything is, you know, it's like a snowflake.
Handmade.
No two are like
none.
Handmade.
Yeah.
And you list probably no less than a dozen brands or manufacturers. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knew there were that many? I got the, don't make fun of me, don't judge. I have the Martha Stewart ones at home,
which
work fine for me because I don't know better, but, you know.
No, it's all our preference.
Yeah.
I just happen to be a Francophile, and I lived there, and the French are maniacs, whether it's
really?
High-speed jets, whether it's perfume, whether it's fashion, whether it's cheese. They're perfectionists. They don't rest until it's perfect. And so,
are they all OCD? Is that what you're saying?
They're crazy. So the design, the quality, and honestly, you know, and I've gotten ones from Brazil or China. You don't always know where some of these are made. They chip. I don't know what the toxic quality in the inside part where my food is cooking. I don't know all that stuff.
But you know what the French
is. So I know the French are absolutely pristine and perfect in everything they do, and I trust them. So anyway, that was my little evangelism there, but that's
<You're>
that's why I wrote this.
If not you, then who?
Yeah. Right. And then I also tell you how to take care of them.
All right, so give us a quick primer on
that. How to pick them. Well, you want to pick by weight first. I mean, we were laughing before, but it's true.
I do. I have one that's so heavy.
If
my
you drop it, you don't want to drop it.
Yeah, my mom was living with me for a little bit. And I was making something, and, you know, she was helping in the kitchen. She went to go move the pot, and their pan, it's too heavy for her.
Oh,
and it is. It's very heavy.
They're heavy. Although Le Creuset is making them much lighter, they're saying they're one of the lightest of the heavy ones. But you have to remember, you may be taking it off the stove and carrying it full of food and putting it in your oven.
Yes.
So you want to, if you can't handle that, go for the brands that I teach you in the book that are much lighter. And I mean, there's some. I mean, again, Emile Henry, Revol is
beautiful. So Emile Henry is a little lighter.
Oh, yeah. And Revol is really light. And Copper is really light. Moviel, this company that's been in Normandy for like since 1780 in a village called the City of Copper, where they hand tap out beautiful copper pots. They make these exquisite French ovens in copper and brass, and those are really gorgeous, and they're very light.
How do you wash those? I mean,
with
normally?
A soapy sponge.
Normally.
Yeah.
Like you would any.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot Brillo of these. Pad, no, right?
No, Brillo. And a lot of them go in the dishwasher. You know, it's really easy.
So when you say weight, you mean when you're talking
heavy.
About weight, not right. No, I know that. Mm. But you don't mean by what you're cooking. You just mean by what you can handle.
Handle,
is that what
but
you mean?
Remember, sometimes you want to start on the top of the stove and then braise for a long time in the oven. And I have recipes where you do that. And if you do that, then you don't want to be, you know, feeble or weak or not well and trying to pick up a heavy pot with all that food.
Like that but one was if you're, way too heavy for my mother.
Yeah, but I can do it easily. So, I mean, most of us can handle anything.
Good body mechanics, too, is part of it, really.
Yeah, and it's good exercise. You don't have to go to the gym. You're lifting all this stuff. But
Planet Dutch Oven, that's a brand new workout. You got to get them purple and yellow, you know, just like their logo.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of colors, here's what you don't know about Hillary Davis.
Ooh.
She has special colored Dutch ovens, French ovens for New Year's Eve.
How did you know that?
I know everything.
Oh, my God. I do.
He does a lot of research.
I can be so precious sometimes. It's
so
awful.
What colors are those?
Well,
I would like to know.
I got pearl. I have beautiful luminescent pearl, and I also use at the same time a luminescent deep gray pearl, and they just sparkle at night.
That
on New Year's
awesome.
Eve, they're beautiful.
So now who would make that? And I mean, what kind of an upgrade is that?
That's Le Creuset. No, that's
it
Le
is?
Creuset.
A lot limited of these, edition, probably.
Yeah, a lot of these guys, you have to jump on it. When you see one you really love, and they say limited edition, or this is our fall apple saw, you know, shape, you probably want to grab it.
Okay, so
that's special.
You must belong to some kind of Le Creuset club or something. I mean, you certainly don't just go shopping and find these, do you?
They're in every store.
So like any kitchen store, like William Sonoma.
William and Sonoma, you can get that on them on Amazon. And if you're on Prime, you get good
free
prices
shipping.
And free shipping,
they
right? And they're so heavy, and it saves you the time,
right. You
know, dragging to the store.
I'm going to check Craigslist. I'll bet you.
I bet.
You would find some on Craigslist
and
vintage. Way down.
Vintage are beautiful.
If you knew what you were looking for, but the names, and by using your book, Le French Oven, you may find what you're looking for. And know that it's good stuff.
Yeah, right. I mean, some of the names are Moviel, the Copper Guys, Emil Henry Chasseur, which is nice. Fontignac is interesting because they're owned by the Staub Group. Staub French ovens are the top. That's what professional chefs want. I prize mine. Staub are really amazing French ovens. They're expensive. But Fontignac is owned by them, and they're really reasonable. So if you can find a Fontignac, they're exquisite.
Now, when you say expensive, what are you talking? Just give me a ballpark.
We're talking hundreds. But you know what? I give them as wedding gifts, and I know that bride
they're
is going to keep
forever.
Them forever and pass on to her kids.
Exactly.
For me, I rationalize, well, a dollar a day for a year. So I can get one a year, you know. The pleasure, the joy of cooking comes back when you have something beautiful.
Yeah. It does make a difference.
Yeah.
Do you have them sitting as, you know, kind of accents in your kitchen as
I
well?
I do. Why not?
They are beautiful. So
they're gorgeous.
I would agree. The colors are stunning.
Yeah.
You know, the enameling, the whole process is really amazing.
Yeah. And then the techniques. I take a lot of time in the book because you don't just throw stuff in them and cook. You can do almost anything in them. You can do deep frying and a lot of oil. I make pizza in them.
I saw that recipe.
Yeah, I make bread in them. I use my Fontignacs for bread.
I'm glad that you mentioned bread because I was somewhat interested. I mean, I've seen various ceramic vessels for that, like through King Arthur, but I never saw it in a French oven. So what's the trick?
There are a lot of recipes on the internet. Anyone can go right there and look for Dutch oven bread.
Is it faster than, you know, typical bread, which is an overnight?
Well, there's a famous one on the internet now. It's called No Need Bread, and everyone's doing it. Everyone.
Is it good? Do you like
it? Oh, it's delicious. I like to knead it a little bit. I don't quite follow that recipe. I tweaked it for myself and my likes. But, I mean, there's so much pleasure in making bread that doesn't take 3 days. You know, that you have this beautiful thing come out and everyone going, oh, God, that's gorgeous, you know. So you can make bread in it. You can deep fry. I do pizza. I do one-pot meals. You can braise. You can bake in the oven. This one pot is probably the most valuable tool in my kitchen, next to maybe a food processor, because you can do almost anything in it. You can make scrambled eggs. I mean, you can do anything.
How many do you have, would
I have
you guess?
A lot. I'm so embarrassed.
No,
maybe 30?
Well, we interviewed a guy months ago.
But I remember, I've been collecting.
55 outdoor grills, gas grills.
Oh, no way.
But he's also a spokesperson.
Can I meet him?
He's the grill master.
He's the grill master for Weber, so maybe I can connect you guys.
Okay.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. You know me.
Yes, I do. Well, that's very cool. Now, you know what else?
Yeah.
Do you still do luxury, like tours, cruises, right?
I do cruises.
Do you still lecture on those? Or?
I haven't done one for a year, but I love doing that.
So tell me about that, because I have friends who've been comedians and other people. They're always looking for people with interesting things to share because it gives you something to do.
If you're
on
a
the
mom
boat.
That knits and mm-hmm. you can make any kind of knitted thing,
right.
If you're good at bridge, almost anything, the cruise ships love to entertain their guests with real people. So
right.
they have entertainment directors, and you just contact the entertainment director of the cruise line that you want. Or I work through Six Star Entertainment out of Florida, and they book me. But and then I go on, and I get to meet all these wonderful people and talk about my passion, which is either food or writing cookbooks. And
you get to cruise for free.
Do they pay you in addition
free.
To that?
No. But you get to bring a guest.
Okay. So you
get. So really.
Right.
And you did Royal Caribbean, right?
I did Royal Caribbean. Celebrity. I love doing it.
Yeah.
They send me to Bermuda a lot. I don't know why. I think because I have the pirate ship speech down pretty pat by now. But yeah, I go all over.
That's fun.
Anyone can do it. You just have to write a little letter and prove that you really have a passion and who you are. And mm-hmm. if you're a teacher, even better, because you're comfortable with people and helping.
Do you have
them.
A lot of interest in the stuff you were teaching? Did you have?
There was more interest, honestly, in my destination lectures because everybody's excited. Oh, I want to get to Bermuda. Can I go on that pirate ship? And so I actually got good crowds for that, mm-hmm. for how to write a cookbook. I think I might get 10, but that's okay.
Not bad,
but you make friends,
yeah.
and then over the
right.
cruise, you have a really good time.
So. Was it like a two-week cruise? I'm just curious.
No, they're about 5 to 7 days.
5 to 7 days. Yeah, that's plenty. I've never actually done a cruise. It's never appealed to me, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
But
I hear people that say that, and I just think that's crazy.
It's either you are a cruiser or a not cruiser.
But you haven't tried it.
I haven't tried it.
Know.
So I'm not, no, and I'm not judging that I wouldn't. But now I'm thinking what Hillary does, and there's probably stuff that I could
do. Do you like climbing walls? Awesome. And I mean, they have climbing walls. They have ice skating rinks in them.
Right, and they got wave pools.
They've got wave pools.
Yeah.
They give you sushi at 4 o'clock. Just for fun.
And they have casinos. So, you know,
casino.
Now I think I'm interested.
I'm telling you, you would love it.
I probably would.
Karaoke.
It is awesome.
So now there's a way to do it for free. But anyway, I'm sorry. We kind of got off the beaten path here talking about cooking Dutch ovens, and we have just a few minutes left. So what's your very favorite thing to make when you've got as much time as you want and all your favorite tools at your disposal?
God, I love cooking so much. I can't even narrow it down. But I think for the French oven, the thing that I make the most maybe is the best way to answer is a one-pot pasta dish I do, which I learned in the south of France. And here's the basic recipe very quickly. You use your Dutch oven or your French oven, a Dutch oven made in France, and you throw in pasta. I do short rigatoni with wine and chicken broth. And that takes...
Uncooked,
and you cook it right in the French oven. By the time it's finished cooking, all that beautiful wine and chicken broth is absorbed by your pasta, so you have a really nice, strong flavor. Then I make something called a flavor bomb. So I take my food processor, and I put in a lot of garlic, anchovies, hot pepper, tuna, olive oil, and I whiz it really quickly, and I stir it into my hot pasta. That's your flavor bomb. That just zaps it with so much flavor.
Flavor bomb.
And then I quickly throw in sliced cherry tomatoes and some grated Parmesan cheese. And dinner is on the stove. I mean, on the table. And actually, you serve, because these are so pretty.
Yeah, you just put it right on the table.
Just carry it to the table.
Yeah.
Right?
How long is it in there, simmering or cooking?
Well, it depends on your recipe. Mm-hmm. You know, the package of your pasta, it's usually 8 to 10 minutes.
Right.
So really, you can get the whole meal done, gorgeous, on the table within half an hour, easy.
That's a great recipe.
No sweat.
That must be in one of your
cookbooks.
It is
in here. It's in the French oven. Yeah.
Now, I'm interested in your fondue mac and cheese, because I'm a mac and cheese
mm-hmm.
guy. Is that what kind of time commitment should I allow for that?
Same as making regular mac and cheese. Okay. The only difference is I'm using all the flavors you'd get in a real fondue.
Yeah.
And then you make the little fondue, you make your macaroni, you mix it all up, and then you present it in these beautiful little mini cocottes.
Am I doing a roux at all, or is that not part of it?
No, not with a fondue.
Okay.
No, it's just white wine, cheese, and garlic.
Where am I going to find Emmental cheese?
Emmental in any supermarket.
Seriously?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. Try it today. Shaw's has it.
They
Hannaford's
do?
Has it. And
what
they
is
all
it called?
Emmental.
E-M-E-N-T-H-A-L. And Comté cheese.
Comté, they usually have that. Absolutely.
Well, I got to try that.
Cause, sure. Cause we do because you're into your mac and cheese.
I definitely am always looking for a little different spin on it.
The mushroom custard sounds
those are good.
It does.
OMG.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Just serve them
and
nice and warm
things.
And you, in the little cocottes, and you put a little piece of garlic bread toast, a little soldier on the top so you can dip into the hot custard. Oh, it's so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But this is good for, I'm glad you had me on, because for cold weather, this is the kind of cooking we're starting
it's
to
perfect.
Do. We pick
it's
up these heavy
fall
pots
cooking.
For stews, and I have lots of soups in here and hearty dishes.
Carol was mentioning the beautiful photography, and of course, a food stylist is worth his or her weight in gold. Mm-hmm. Talk about the photographer.
My photographer.
Somebody actually lets you use
amazing.
Their home, right? For
yes,
right.
A very good friend.
Is that locally or was that in France?
Was it locally? But
okay.
My photographer is Stephen Rothfeld. He's undeniably one of the top in the world right now in food photography. So this book is as much. Oh, it's like a coffee table travel book.
Mm. The front cover is to die for.
There's
really.
His pictures of all over France are in here. I just love this book. And then you also get pictures of the food, but he is undeniably one of the best right now. So I'm very happy. This is our third project together, and he's going to be with me for my next cookbook, which is all about desserts.
Oh, because I was looking for the dessert
section.
Have
you noticed I'm a little heavier?
No.
Jeez.
Oh, I've been testing a lot of desserts.
Really?
For this next cookbook. Oh, my God. Oh. I can't resist.
Now, what kind of person would I be if I'd say, yeah, you really packed
that
it on there.
That would not be good. Okay?
No, it wouldn't.
I'm just
that
telling
was,
you.
She was trying to trick me there. You look wonderful as always.
Thank you.
So we should mention the name of the book again is Le French Levant.
Mm-hmm. Is that how it's maybe.
Ah, très bien.
Très bien.
All right. And it's by Hillary with two L's, Davis. And it's available at all bookstores, right?
Amazon.com. And then they told me they're shipping this week across America.
Oh, good.
So anywhere in America and bookstores, they're shipping this week. And it is now also shipping from Amazon.com.
Well,
it's absolutely
you.
Gorgeous, listeners.
It is. And a New Hampshire person, we're always happy to mention that as well.
Thank you for supporting
me. Oh,
I'm
you're very
so
welcome.
Grateful.
Glad you came today.
You guys are great. Thank
are we
you.
Going on break?
Why not?
All right.
We got
going on break?
I have a trivia.
Oh,
wow. I have a trivia.
A bientôt.
Merci.
You have a trivia, you said?
Yes, I do. Do we still have prizes?
Right.
I got a really,
we have prizes.
I have a really, really good one.
Uh-oh.
I've been saving it for at least 20 minutes. No,
oh,
I'm just kidding.
All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. Stay tuned. Mike has a great trivia. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are nearing the end of Food for Thought, the end of the week. First week of September, right? No, second week of September. What am I talking about?
Been a
I
fun,
can't even believe it's already
it's been a fun week.
September. It has been
Police
a fun
Chief
week.
Police Chief Nick Willard was
he was awesome.
Fantastic. Of course, Don is always, you know.
I hinted about needing a co-host, too. He'd be great.
He would be. Well, I mean, because you need one for next Tuesday.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Third caller right now. Give us a call. 866-8. No. Co-host for a day with Carol Lawrence on Food for Thought.
Well, you can go to my Facebook page, Carol Lawrence, and I do have a little shout out there. I do need a co-host next Tuesday.
I'll be away for one day, a little medical thing going on.
So, there you go.
So there you go. All right, so what do we have to give as a trivia prize?
We have Mama McDonald's, we have Red Arrow, we have Jay's Tavern.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, this is a food-related question, as yours was the other day. You know, you had a great question about was the
TV dinners.
60th anniversary of TV dinners. Who was the original company? And it was Swanson.
Yeah.
And the most popular food choice is?
turkey dinner.
There you go. All right, so this has nothing to do with that, but it is food. Here we go. I am looking for the number one takeout food these days for college students.
Oh.
What is the number one takeout food for college students? This is where you go to the restaurant or the store or whatever it is that you can bring home. It's not what's going to be delivered. It's takeout, meaning you go, you order it, and then you take it home.
Well, I'm just going to call the Red Arrow and find out because we have a ton of takeout from the college kids.
Well, I hate to tell you, the answer would not appear at the Red Arrow or
really?
Any other diner. So that kind of helps people out a little bit.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
Phone number, Carol, is?
866-823-1077. Give us a call, listeners. 866-823-1077. Repeat it again, Mike.
Yeah, the question is, what is the number one takeout food these days for college students? And, you know, and obviously it's a different world, and we're eating differently, and there's many, many different choices out there. So this is one that I wouldn't have guessed, but it does make sense. Well, write it down on a piece of paper and flash it to me. See if maybe you have some idea. And we got some really terrific gift certificates for you.
Okay.
It is not that. No. 866-823-1077 here on The Pulse. Letting you know here while we wait for the lines to load up. And J-Dog will let us know. And we've got folks that want to take a guess. Next week, Randy Clements is here on Monday. He is our expert on sriracha, but he's also an expert on clean eating.
Then food.
All right, Tim from Concord is standing by. Would like to take a shot. Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
All right, Tim, so what is the number one takeout food for college students these days?
Are you a college student?
I would say pizza.
See, I would have thought that as well, but that would have been too easy, right, Tim?
I would think so.
Yeah, and you know what? I bet at one time it was. But there's a relatively new type of food that's available for easy takeout all over the place that is not food, that is not pizza. So that is not the answer. But thank you for your try, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. 866-823-1077. All right, Michelle is standing by to take our second guess at the number one food for takeout for college students. Michelle, what is it?
I'm going to say chicken wings.
It is not chicken wings.
Mm.
No. Hate to tell you, not even close.
Those are good answers.
Oh.
They are.
Not even close.
And,
okay.
And I'm going to tell you, I just didn't pull this one off some Wikipedia page. This is from USA Today. So anybody that might want to start checking that
Googling.
Out. Googling. USA Today gave this piece here. So
right.
Number one takeout food for college students. Still looking for a correct answer. It's not pizza. It's not chicken wings. Our number is toll-free, 866-823-1077.
All right. Waffle House sold their billionth waffle.
Oh, they did. You were telling us yesterday
did.
That sometime this week, and did they have like a big, you know, confetti and balloon
They just,
parade?
It was actually, oh, okay. Let's
take the All right. Harold is standing by. Harold. Oh, Carol, I'm sorry. Carol from Concord?
Yes.
All right. Carol, what is your guess? I know you got it.
I hope so. Sushi.
Sushi. That was Carol from Bedford's guess. But that is not the answer. I'm so sorry
dear.
To say. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
I will tell you,
this is something you do not eat hot. Just to give you a little bit of a clue.
Oh, my goodness. You don't eat it hot.
No. You do not eat this hot.
Hmm. Listeners, 866-823-1077. Give us a call. Yes, they sold their one billionth waffle, Waffle House, on Tuesday morning. It was in Atlantic, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
One lucky customer ordered the one billionth waffle, sold in the company's 60-year history.
So I wonder, obviously they had cameras ready because they knew it was going to happen that
Apparently,
day.
Apparently, they must have.
And see, I always wonder about these things if they kind of scan the crowd and said, okay, you know what, we're going to make that person instead. Because who really knows, right?
True.
The one billionth waffle, nobody really knows.
Well, I mean, and how do they know that at another Waffle House they weren't ordering one at the same time?
Exactly.
I mean, really? You know, how do they zone in on Atlantic, Georgia? I don't quite get that. But
one
whatever.
Of my favorite commercials was, and I can't think what the product was, but it was people standing in a checkout line, And the person behind the guy whose turn was next had fewer items. So as you might do from time to time, you say, why don't you go ahead?
Go ahead.
I got a lot more than you do. So that person goes in front of the person.
Oh, my gosh, I know what happened.
And they were like, the 1 millionth person, and that person won like the big prize.
And
the person who should have gotten it didn't.
That's horrible.
Matt from Concord, you're on the Pulse with Carol and Mike. Food for thought. Number one takeout food for college students, and it is not consumed hot. What's your guess?
Probably Subway.
No, it is not Subway.
That's another
not a Subway.
All right.
I mean, those are all great guesses, but it's not even close.
Oh my gosh.
Not even close.
What the heck is it? We've said all different kinds of food.
Well, again, take my clue. It is not something you would eat hot or even warm. You would not.
Okay.
Not even in that ballpark. So anyway, did they say what the prize was?
They said that she received a goodie bag full of Waffle House gear.
Oh, brother.
And a free breakfast.
For the 1 billionth person, they couldn't.
I mean, they could have done a little bit.
You send them on like a waffle tour to 10 different places or you know what? Waffle House food for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Once a week for the rest of your life. Seriously, how cheap
is
that?
At least for a year.
A bag of Frisbees and chip clips.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Are you keeping count at the Red Arrow of any particular food item?
You know, I'm going to have to bring that up at one of our meetings because we have everything, you know, POS system we've had for years, and we definitely could do that.
Well, look at how much publicity they got with such a lame prize.
That is a wicked lame prize.
You come up with something kind of fun, and you know, you've got a lot of contacts in the media. You could definitely get some really good mileage out of that at the Red Arrow.
I'm going to have to, I will save that. You're right. And then did you see New York okays $15 minimum wage for fast food
They did?
Workers?
I knew they were talking about that.
I think
California has already, so New York has.
Yeah.
What a big restaurant town that is.
No kidding.
So that what does that do to a business like you have?
You know, I'm not sure if that means the tipped employees as well, you know, the wait staff.
Right.
You know, that's where I'm kind of curious. So I'm not sure. I read it through and it was just a bunch. It really didn't tell me that. Right now, they said the rally in New York. Yeah, they said they're going to increase it over the next couple of years.
So it'll be probably a stair step increase, not go from, say, whatever it is, $7 or $8 or $10 to $15 overnight. That would kill people like you, even though you would like to see people earn more money. It's got to be an orderly progression, I would think. I don't know. All right, let me repeat the question here. What is the number one takeout food for college students these days? It's not pizza. It's not chicken wings. It's not Subway subs. And I forget what the other
guess
was. Sushi. It's not any of those and is not consumed hot, not even warm.
866-823-1077. Give us a call. We have a great prize package for you.
Let's take a break, and we'll hopefully load up some more phone calls and find a winner.
There you go. Listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Jazzy music for ending our show on a Friday. J-Dog, do we have anybody waiting?
Terrific. All right, let's repeat the question. And Carol, I'd love for you to say what the prize is for those just tuning in for our trivia question.
We have Mama McDonough's, $20. We have $20 to Red Arrow Diner and $20 to Jay's Tavern.
Nice.
$60
with a really, really good eating. And Jen is on the line. Jen, the question again is, what is the number one takeout food for college students these days?
I would say frozen yogurt.
You are correct. And are you a recent college student, or you sound young, if I may?
No, I'm actually 36. That would be my guess. You said it wouldn't be warm or hot, or they have to pick it up. So,
well, Jen, 36 by my perspective is young. So we'll go with that.
Oh, thank you.
But you do sound very youthful, and so good for you. Number one, according to USA Today and data from Grubhub, listing the top 10 foods ordered by college students in the database, and number one these days is frozen yogurt
frozen
or froyo.
Yogurt.
Have you been to one of those froyo, like a green leaf or orange leaf or whatever that place is? Have you been to one of those?
No, I haven't. My kids like to go to those. They go to the one in the mall, the Tutti Frutti place.
Yeah, Tutti Frutti.
Okay.
Frozen yogurt.
It's really good, but it's not cheap. You got to be careful when you start piling the fixins on. You can have a $10 dessert without blinking an eye, right?
Yes.
The other foods that made the list, because I told you it was a top 10 list, were waffle fries, chicken souvlaki pita, chocolate chip brownies, hibachi chicken, vegetarian spring roll, sweet and sour chicken, pizza, buffalo wings, and California rolls. And we had some of those as guesses. But frozen yogurt, number one on the list. And you've just won again. Carol, what does she get?
A $60 package. Mama McDonald's, Red Arrow Diner, and Jay's Tavern.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what does she need to do here?
Oh, just stay on the line, and J-Dog, you'll give J-Dog your info, and then he'll get it to me, and I will mail it out promptly.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Have a wonderful weekend, Jen.
You as well. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for listening to Food for Thought. I thought that'd be a fun question.
Yeah.
Because it was an unexpected answer.
It was a great one.
Totally unexpected.
Yeah.
Answer.
Do you, J-Dog, have you been to, I know you're trying to take Jen's address. Have you been to one of those frozen yogurt joints?
Yes, Orange Leaf. Not recently because I'm on my processed sugar-free diet. So.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, oh yeah, you do have to watch out because when you're piling on, as you said, you're piling on the fruits and you're piling on the mixed nuts, it starts to add up a little bit.
Yeah, and of course they weigh it all at the end and you say,
yep.
What? 4 pounds? What? At $9 a pound?
Daryl and I went the other night, and it was $13.91 for the two of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Think what you could have gotten for $13.91.
No kidding, right?
Could have got. Well, think what that would get you at the Red Arrow for one.
Yeah.
You know, one of your mile high pies, and you know.
Yeah.
Yep, so. I remember when you brought when I worked at the other station. You brought a pie in one day, and I couldn't believe how heavy it was. I said, "Oh my God, I'll be eating this thing for a month." It was fantastic.
Cool.
It was outstanding.
Daryl's been into the homemade eclairs at the diner.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. They're made on croissants, and we, you know, make the filling and drizzle some ganache on the top of them, and that's what he's been into.
And how's his weight? I mean, is he...
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
he's all fine.
But he's not as active because he doesn't have the job he had before. I'm going to guess it's not as physical. Or are you
Correct.
Finding things for him to stay physically?
I'm keeping him busy.
Are you?
I'm keeping him busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
I came home yesterday and he had the washing machine pulled out, the dryer pulled out. Then he started pulling out the oven. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like a clean freak.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yes. He has like his little schedule where he pulls the oven out.
Well, that's not a problem, is it?
And cleans. And you know, when I get home, it's like, you know, I got home about 4 o'clock and he's got the whole kitchen apart. He's like, oh, well, you know, you can start dinner over there. I can't do that in a mess. I just can't. I can't.
Maybe
I can't.
He's still cleaning up because Donna, that's it.
Oh, Donna.
When Donna was here, I mean, she pretty much, you know, was the opposite, right? She cooks and just stuff everywhere. So maybe he was still cleaning up from that July visit.
I think he was cleaning up grease dripping, you know, between the counter and the
oven. I know, because that's stuff you never get unless you pull out the, the appliances.
Daryl does that regularly.
Really?
Yes.
You know, that might be a business.
You know? It could be.
Come to your house and he will totally detail your kitchen.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend, actually, he was a co-host a couple times, Chad Zingales from Amherst Country Club. He started a business for backyard grills where he will I mean, he's
clean
got
your backyard grill.
Yeah. He's got a unit that he brings with him, and it's got all the solvents and everything. And within about an hour and a half, you've got a brand new grill.
That's cool.
Which I think is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's brilliant.
So, I mean, I could
and
see.
He probably just advertises it on his social media. And
yeah,
the golf
for the
course,
most part, because he's got a full-time job, and he's also a budding comedian and everything else. So, but that would be a business that would certainly, I think, do well.
Yeah.
In an area of a little more affluence, which Amherst and Bedford and those towns are, people will pay $100, $150.
Well, he will go fix your chip, and he'll detail your kitchen.
That's
at the
right.
Same time.
Yeah, if you've got a problem with your quartz or your whatever kind of
granite
countertops, which that's got to be a skill that you really got to know your stuff. Which
I
know he does.
You know, cracks and seams and edges and anything that has to do with your granite repair. So
good. What's it called again?
Daryl Stone Repair with just one S. DarylStoneRepair.com.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, here's something I just picked up here. We have a little time to chat before we say goodbye to everybody. What is the one must-eat food in every state? It was one of these things that in every state had, you know, a place that had a food item that was somewhat representative of the state. Yeah.
Did you see
who
New Hampshire
was? I did.
I did, and I don't remember what it was. Well, but I'll remember it. I know when you say it.
I'll start reading, and perhaps it'll come to you. New Hampshire, as this little survey said, is a tough state to pick a signature food. I mean, if you take seafood away, then really, let's take seafood out of the equation. What really would New Hampshire be known for in terms of a dish or a plate? Well, I will continue to read this. Maybe it'll jump into your brain. It has all the elements of other New England states, but it's just known for doing them the same way. And it's not like we're going to pick Burdick's chocolate mice or Stonyfield yogurt.
Oh, I remember that.
With that said, we've picked one of the best of the signature eats from an iconic New Hampshire beach spot to do the job. This place has been around since 1971, and when I tell you where it is, you'll know, in Seabrook.
Lobster roll. No. I don't remember.
Markey's Lobster Pool. Yeah, because you got Markey's and Brown's across the street from each other.
Right.
Anyway, Markey's has been around since 1971 on the seacoast. And while it's got a lot of good traditional New England clam shack dishes, the fried lobster tail on the lobster plate stands out. That's what it is. Fried lobster tail is the signature dish, they say in the survey.
I've had it at Brown's.
I've never had a fried lobster tail.
Yum.
Oh, I bet it must be off the charts.
Butter,
right?
And ketchup. Oh.
Other places consider the lobster too precious of a commodity to fry up, and that's a big mistake on their part, it says. These tails stay juicy on the inside and deliver a pretty darn good signature dish for the Granite State. No offense to those little chocolate rodents at Burdick's. I've heard of Burdick's, but I don't know what a chocolate mouse is.
They're little mice, and they got the little tail with little licorice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Stonyfield yogurt, I mean, that's in New Hampshire, but I wouldn't think of that as a dish per se.
I wouldn't think so either.
So, but I take away the seafood component because we've got 17 miles of what is, and I've often thought about that.
It's true.
If people said, you're from New Hampshire, what's the one food? I said, I don't know. If I had to make something, I don't know. We're not a huge dairy state. I mean, we do have a good dairy industry, but I don't think we're known for that being next to Vermont.
Right. Yeah, that's a good question.
Something maybe with maple, some kind
yes,
of a maple component, even
go.
Though,
but
again,
then again, Vermont.
I know.
I mean, it's good.
Well, you know, maybe it's going to be something with beer as the
craft
beer business is just exploding.
Yeah.
And next Thursday, Michael Hopley-Pierce will be here probably with another brewer to share stories.
It's always interesting.
About brewing. Yeah, it really is. It makes you want to take it up as a hobby, but then I get over it.
I know. And then you'd have all the stinking equipment.
I know. Exactly.
I know the music is going to start. There it goes.
Cue the music.
Hamburger jerky tots. I thought of you.
Oh.
Hamburger jerky tots. You take hamburger jerky, make mashed potatoes, boil potatoes, shred them up.
Right. Okay.
Mix it up with some hamburger jerky and cornstarch, kosher salt, and fry them.
Oh.
You put the, you know, so it's like little balls and put it in the fryer. Yeah.
All right. I am so hungry now.
Well, you were talking about the straw jerkies the other day.
I know, the straw, the meat jerky straw.
I have to go get some jerky over at Steakout, though.
All right, well, you better go. We better say goodbye.
Up next, Kale & Company. He is in the house with the psychic medium, Colleen.
Fabulous.
So stay tuned. He'll be on, and we'll see everybody next week. Bye.